Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Previously on A New Winter. Hello, I shouted. Mum? No, the other voice said. It's not your mum. It's Jackie. This is episode 23 of A New Winter. I said, "My God, are you all right?" "Yeah, I'm fine. Meet me at Betty's, you know, where we met last time." "What, the calf? I've just been there. I can't. Anyway, my mum, she's gone," she asked. "Yeah, how did you know? And how's the rest of your family? Huh? How's your brother?" "My brother?" I asked. I had no idea what she was talking about. I never had a brother, had I? "Just meet me at Betty's," she said, "now." I put the phone down and felt nauseous. This was stronger than before. I'd been searching for Jackie all this time, and here she was, calling me like nothing had happened. I quickly left, and I turned up at Betty's. "Wait a second, it's changed a bit, hasn't it?" I thought, and it had. It changed ever so slightly from when I was there earlier, but I couldn't put my finger on why. I'd just come from here, right? Isn't this where I just sat with Sophia, not even that long ago? As I walked through the cafe, I saw Betty herself, the large, sweaty lady. Had she been there earlier? I had no idea, I couldn't remember. And wasn't I supposed to be meeting Nicola? Another pang of nausea rocketed through my stomach. It was making my head pulse with pain. There in the corner, I saw Jackie. And she did. She looked fine. She looked great, in fact. I sat down and my hands trembled. "Here, have some water," she said, and poured me out a glass of water from a jug. It felt cool against my hot hands and I took a gentle sip. It did actually calm me down slightly. "Where have you been?" I asked. "I've been looking everywhere for you. I've been through so much, you don't even know." And I started to well up. Why was I getting so emotional about it? "Shh," she said and spoke softly. "It's okay, all right? I'm safe. I'm here. But what happened?" And I took another sip of water. "I needed you," she said. "I needed you to help me. And you did. Help you? But you were taken. Henry, the German, the man that raped Kate, he's dead. Someone else has been watching her. There's this Mr. Tooley guy. I mean, I don't know what I make of him at all, but he..." "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa," she said, "calm down. I'm going to be honest with you. Kate was never raped. What? I said. It never happened. In fact, it was me. I was the one that was raped. Kate, she wasn't even there. I told her afterwards. She was the only one I told, actually. And then she was gonna tell people. She thought I should tell the police, and that would get back to my parents. I couldn't let that happen. I couldn't take it. So I made a promise not to tell anyone. So you killed her, I said. No, I didn't kill her. I was planning on killing someone, though. My rapist, Henry, the German. Oh, so you shot him. Look, can you please stop interrupting, she said calmly. I went back to Berlin and I tracked him down. Flirted with him a bit. The idiot thought that I liked it. Sick fuck. So I told him to come back with me. Come back here, to England. I took another gulp of water. I dared not say anything. So, she continued, once he was here, the plan was to just make him disappear. I introduced him to, well, to someone whom I knew people. And that was Father Reynolds. Well, the two had similar interests. And I knew Father Reynolds was close to Mr. Tooley, whom, well, you've heard of now. Well, she continued, I heard that him and his people, well, if I'd played my cards right, that the German might be made a sacrifice of some sort. A sacrifice, I said. What do you mean? Yeah, sacrifice, but before all this could even happen, someone killed Kate and her family. So I needed to act fast. I couldn't keep Henry strung along forever. Not with his family back home. And now Mr. Tooley had gone back into the shadows. So I had to think quickly. And I thought of you. You thought of me? Why me? I don't get it. She chuckled. Why you? Do you really want me to answer that? Again, the nausea kicked in. My breathing was going crazy and my heart felt like it was going to burst. All my hairs was standing up on end. Everywhere. What was happening to me? I didn't understand. But it all got a little out of hand. I decided that I would go missing. Well, pretend to be. And coincidentally, at the same time as this other girl, I agreed with Father Reynolds for him to look after me. And he did. And he locked me in his dungeon. I could actually hear you, you know. I could hear you talking to him. But I couldn't get free. He trapped me down there, gagged. I couldn't make a noise. And then suddenly he rushed in, knocked me out. I awoke and, well... So wait, hold on. That was you making the banging noise, I asked. What banging noise? Look, just let me continue. Stop interrupting me. I awoke and I was head to toe in rubber. I couldn't move. And in front of me was Mr. Tooley dancing. And then you came in. My God, that was you. That was you just sitting there. So it was real. You were actually there. Well, Mr. Tooley explained to me that he would help. Obviously, there was a price with that, but the one thing he told me was that I couldn't kill Henry myself, that he had to commit suicide or something. I don't understand. It was the only way that there could be no heat, and I don't know if it had something to do with the sacrifice. I've no idea. So he gave me a gun, your gun. I confronted him and told him that the only way out of this was for him to kill himself. I gave him the gun. Of course, he wimped out, so I followed him. And it looked like he was wimping out, so I grabbed the gun off him and I shot him. Hold on, I said, this doesn't make any sense. So this is all just to kill Henry, the German? Well, it was, she said, but I didn't realise how far this really goes. This is a sick place, and we're not safe here. Father Reynolds was just the tip of the iceberg. And believe me, you won't see him again. I'm going to do the same to him that I did to Henry. I started mumbling. What makes you say that? Why me in particular? Why haven't you told anyone that you're safe? I'll tell them, she said, just not right now. Not since I killed Henry. I mean, I need to make sure that I'm safe. You can understand that, right? But people are looking for you. Are they? She asked. Then I took a look around and no one was looking at us. No one noticed her. No one even cared. It's so controlled here, she said. They don't want people freaking out about it, drawing attention. They control absolutely everything. So what's next? What do we do now then? I asked. Well, for you, she said, nothing. You're not well, clearly. Look, I want to help, I said. It's just with my mum. She's just disappeared. She... Your mother, Jackie said. Your mother's dead. She's been dead for years.
If you enjoy the show, please leave a review on your podcast platform.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.